Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 27. Notice the new things that are promised in these words. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They, His mercies and His compassions, are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I have hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Will you pray with me again, please? Father, Your Word is fresh and new to us each day as well. Though the Scriptures are often words and passages which we have read on many occasions, we realize, Father, that each new day brings new need for the food of Your Word. Job said that he found Your Word to be sweeter than the honey from the honeycomb. And Father, each new day brings a need for us to hear, for us to grasp, for us to trust, for us to lean upon Your mercy and Your compassion. Father, help us to think today about our days. Help us to find the goodness for us in it. And then help us to go into each new day that You give us, conscious of Your mercy about us. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We have that beautiful hymn that we often sing. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, our Father. Sometimes the words that we're given in the passages of Scripture are words that we read and they're so meaningful to us, and yet it's often the fact that we miss how important they are in the context where they were given. These particular words, God's mercies are new every day. He's faithful every day. But you got to understand that the depth of that statement was made by Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, in the time of the absolute destruction of the city of Jerusalem. The book of Lamentation was written by Jeremiah when the city had the walls torn down, the gates burned down, the temple itself destroyed. Much of the writing of the book of the Lamentation is about the solitary city of Jerusalem and how she sits empty. And yet even at that hard time, even at that difficult time, the promise was given that it is the Lord's mercies that while the city may be destroyed, while the building may be destroyed, while the wall may be destroyed, it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not destroyed. You know, people had come to think upon the city of Jerusalem as this grand jewel, and that it was what it was, such a historic place. It was the city of David. They forgot that it was what it was because God blessed it to be that. And God, in His judgment upon them, enabled an adversary to destroy it. And yet even in the midst of that difficulty, there was the assurance that the relationship that God had with His people was not destroyed. They are new every morning. His mercies and His compassion are new every morning. Now, if that's true, and it is because that's what the Bible says, then every morning that we're given marks a new chapter in our life. We're given the blessings that we need sufficient for a day. We were kind of joking about during the fellowship tonight about the passage of time, Brother Clayton, when he was much younger, and what who helped raise him and who all was involved, and looking back at that history and the pictures that were spread about to remind us of days past. But you realize that what the Scripture wants us to understand is that every day is an entity to itself. We plan most of the time days in advance. But you know, God doesn't promise us that we're going to wake up tomorrow. God doesn't promise us that time is going to stand tomorrow. Linda and I have laughed about the fact that we're almost at 50 years. But we're not there yet. We got to make it all the way to the end of August. Well, we're thinking if God allows it, we're going to enjoy it. But He may come back tomorrow. He may come back tonight. He may say unto me, "Come home, thou faithful servant." He may say unto you, "This day shall thou be with me in paradise." The fact of the matter is, He gives us our life in chapters. And those chapters are not years and decades and events. Those chapters are days at a time. And that's why in Psalm 90, verse 12, the Psalm of Moses, as he wrote this Psalm, this is the Psalm of Moses, and as he wrote it, he says, "So teach us to number our days." Not number our years. "Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." You understand that our days are given to us for us to live in, to enjoy God's mercies, to enjoy God's compassions, and to complete that day in the joy of what God's given us today. I don't think we realize just how comforting that can be when we lay down to sleep at night. Generally, we think, "Well, I didn't quite get through. I've got more to do tomorrow. I started early and I worked late and I didn't get through." You understand that God gives us His mercies today, and when the day is done, and we come to sit down and stop, to lie down and rest, the great comfort is, God will give me tomorrow what I need tomorrow, new tomorrow. It's a new chapter in my life. It's a new commencement as I begin. I've graduated today. I've finished this day. And tomorrow morning when I arise, what's the words of the song? "In the morning when I rise, give me Jesus." And in the morning when I rise, with Jesus in His mercies, I have a new beginning. We're new in Christ Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. But that newness doesn't get old. That's new every day. Well, my life's the same old thing over and over. No, it's not. Every day is a new opportunity in the joy of Jesus Christ to be and to do what He provides you to be and to do today. It's a new celebration. Most of us don't celebrate it that way, though, do we? Listen to what Paul said in the writing of the Colossian letter. Look at the third chapter of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatsoever ye do, and those of you who were here this morning, remember that we tried to study from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, and that verse begins with the same word. Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you. Whatsoever. Everything that you want men to do. Everything that's included in word or deed. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. How much can you do next week? Now? How much can you do in August? Now? How much can you go back and change from June? Now? This is July, by the way. Somebody that hears this tape or this recording later on says, well, wait a minute, when was he talking? It's July. We can't accomplish August yet. We can't change June. We have today. Whatsoever we do today, in what we say, what we do, do it in the name of the Lord, giving thanks. I get out of bed in the morning, and I've laughed about the old joke and I've shared it with you. There's two ways to get out of bed in the morning. You can get up and say, good morning, Lord. Or you can get up and say, good Lord, morning. I'm afraid too many times I'm guilty of the second. Rather than looking at the mercies that God gives me today when He gives me the strength to say, good morning, Lord. What I want to do today is what You give me strength to do. What You give me direction to do. What You give me the capacity to do. We tell children when they graduate from high school, when they graduate from college, oh, new doors are open to you. Use the gifts that you're given. Well, folks, when you get up in the morning, new doors are open to you. Use the gift that you're given in God's new mercy. And do it with thanksgiving. Look in the 23rd verse of this same third chapter. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Do it heartily. Do it with energy. You know, I'm old enough to remember some commercials that have been on TV over the years. And one particular set usually sticks with me, and that's food commercials. Campbell Soup had a set of commercials that came on during football games a while back. And he was talking about a hearty bowl of soup. Having soup that was a hearty meal. It was substantive. It wasn't thin and watery. It was a lot to it. But the idea was also that it was enjoyable. The days of our lives should be enjoyable chapters. Some of them are harder than others. Granted. Jeremiah was a man who sat in the middle of a beloved city and saw the ruins of it. And yet in the midst of the ruins was the Lord's mercy. We look about us and we think, well, things sure aren't like they used to be. But in the way things have changed, they're still the Lord's mercies. And His mercy is sufficient today, And tomorrow, if he lets me get up and put my foot on the floor, it will be sufficient for tomorrow. And if he lets me graduate tomorrow night and start another chapter the day after that, it will be sufficient. He don't run out. Do it heartily. With some enthusiasm and with some joy. You see, the Lord's mercies and compassion are our hope. Go back with me to that text passage. Verse 21. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. What was it that he recalls? He recalls that the Lord's mercies are the reason that he's not consumed. He's not destroyed. Physical buildings may be destroyed. His relationship with God is not. The Lord's mercies are new every day. The Lord's compassions are new every day. I remember this, and therefore have I hope. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. A building is not my portion. The wall of Jerusalem was not Jeremiah's portion. The gates of the city were not his portion. Even the stones of the temple were not his portion. The thing that stayed with him was the Lord. Therefore I will hope in him. One of the greatest problems in our society today. It's true among young people. You read statistics, it's true among older people. But I'm going to tell you, from my observation, it's true across all the generations. And that is a feeling of hopelessness. Children have been told in school, no such thing as God. All that's behind them. They're animals that evolve, they live, they die. What do they hope in? What do they look forward to? We grow old and we grow weak and we grow weary and we don't see it getting any better and we don't. What do we hope in? I get up, I go to work, I come home, check the mail, and what have I got? Another bill. I get up, bills come faster than paydays. Doctor bills come faster than getting ahead. What hope do I have? It's just going to be this way, right? But you understand, what God wants us to understand is that the God of heaven is my portion. He is what I have in my life. Therefore will I hope in Him. It is good. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him. To the soul that seeketh Him. The Lord is good to them. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. You see, folks, our hope starts over every day. We have a hope of eternity. That's a hope in Jesus Christ. Well, eternity seems like a long way away sometimes, and then some days it seems like it's getting here real quick. But the fact of the matter is, it's new every morning. The hope of eternity doesn't become old and staid and dusty. It's fresh and new because the mercy that has saved us and redeemed us comes to us new and fresh. We're only regenerated one time. That's all you need to be regenerated. But you are revived and refreshed and set forth on a new path. Every day the Lord's mercies are new every morning. That's our hope. In difficult times, that's our hope. In 1 Peter, I want you to notice something. I'm sorry, 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. How did you obtain that faith? Through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You didn't obtain it through your righteousness. You obtained it through the righteousness of God. How did I obtain it? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. If you've obtained it, it's because God has given it to you. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according, now listen to this verse, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things. He gave us the gift of faith, but He's given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, through the knowledge of Christ Jesus, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Those promises are that we might be made partakers of the divine nature, that we might have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lusts. Whether it's sensual lust, or lust for money, or lust for power, or lust for prestige, where something other than Christ becomes the controlling desire of our life. But He's given us great and precious promises. Promises that will be made like Christ. We'll be fashioned like unto the glorious body of the Son of God. We'll be received up and carried to ever be with Him. We will escape this corrupt earth. But you know, there's another precious promise. By His mercies, and by we're not consumed, but His compassions fail not. His mercies and His compassions are new every morning. That's a promise, folks. That's not an offer dependent upon our behavior. That's not an offer dependent upon something we might accomplish. That's not an offer for tomorrow depending on how far we get today. That's the assurance that we get up in the morning and do what God enables us to do today. And now that's not an excuse for apathy. It's not an excuse for laziness and for slothfulness. It is to do heartily as unto the Lord. But when we do, we can do so and lie down at night with the assurance that if God gets me up tomorrow, God will give me the mercy that I need to go forth in the day. That's His promise. That's my commencement for tomorrow. Two more verses of Scripture and I'll conclude. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Every day is a commencement. Every day is a new path. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's verse 17. Now go back and begin reading at verse 15. See that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. But in His mercies we use the time heartily as unto the Lord. We can waste it. We can use it for ourselves. Or we can redeem it unto the Lord. Understand what the will of the Lord is for you. Understand that it's through His mercies. And then look at Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Now, that's not talking about somebody who lacks something in this world. It's not an idea of you have something and somebody else doesn't have it. What it's talking about in this case, walking with those that are without, is outside of the fellowship of the church. As he's writing to the church of the Colossians, when what he says is that you walk in wisdom toward them that are on the outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. How do I know how to answer every man? The Lord's mercies that give me what I need at the time will guide me by His grace. How many of you have ever eaten green beans with no seasoning of any kind in it? How many of you have ever eaten an egg yolk or an egg white with no seasoning of any kind in it? How many of you have ever eaten greens without any seed? You can choke it down, but it is not necessarily real enjoyable. But when it's seasoned, it's a much more pleasant experience. And your interaction with people around you in the Lord's mercies today, tomorrow, the day after that, when your speech is seasoned with grace, not with discontent, not with disappointment, not with bitterness because things aren't the way you want them to be. When you're seasoned because of the Lord's mercies that let you get up every day and start over again, your seasoning becomes a seasoning in somebody else's day as well. And you know how to answer them. Commencement day. Lord willing, tomorrow morning, Brother Clayton is going to be able to experience that celebration time when they hand him that piece of paper that says, "You're out of here. Now go start over." When you lay down tonight, this day says, "You're out of here." When you wake up in the morning, God says, "Now start over." And guess what? Tuesday morning, if you lay down Monday night and finish that one and start over too, it's going to be the same thing. Now, start over. But you don't start over alone. His mercies are new every morning. Put on His yoke. Go back and look at the last verse. "It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth." Why can you walk in hope? Why can he walk knowing that the mercies of the Lord are there? Why can you walk in a new day with that assurance? Because you're walking in yoke with Jesus Christ. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." "But I got this to do, Lord. But I got that to do, Lord." Yeah, but you're doing it with me. It's my strength. I'm not going to give you more for you to do than what I give you the ability to do it with and the mercy to enable you to do it with. It's good for you to walk in yoke with me. It's good that we start in our youth because we learn a lot of things through the years that we walk in the yoke, not the joke, the yoke bound together with Jesus Christ. And when we get through at night, you know, He gave me strength for today. And He said it'd be new tomorrow morning. I can start over then. I won't worry about it tonight, Lord. I'll lay down and rest. I'll start over tomorrow if you let me wake up. Because your mercies will be new. You'll be new with a new day. Commencement doesn't come at the end of 12 years of school, at the end of a few years of college. Commencement comes tomorrow morning when we get up. It's a new day. And I pray, folks, that we can enter that new day as God would allow us to arise in our hope. And our hope is that the Lord is our portion. And that portion is sufficient because His mercies are new every morning. May you walk in each one that the Lord gives you in the joy of the Lord. This is my prayer for Christ's sake.